listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the apple of God's eye. I'm going to read to you from Zechariah chapter 2, verse 8, where we read, "For thus says the Lord of hosts, He sent me after glory to the nations which plunder you, for he who touches you touches the apple of his eye." By now it's become a common phrase in English to describe something as the apple of your eye. Most people don't know that it is in fact a biblical phrase. They don't know exactly what it means, and they don't know its precious and comforting in its context in the scriptures. Now, most people understand the general meaning of the phrase, the apple of your eye. It speaks of something that is precious and valuable to a person. We might describe a son or daughter of the apple of our eye. But this is its general biblical idea also. And the phrase is used three other times in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 10 refers to how God cared for Israel, bringing the people out of Egypt. Psalm 17, verse 8, King David prayed, asking God to protect and to care for him. And in Proverbs chapter 7, verse 2, a young man is counseled to prize the law of God as the apple of his eye. Now, the actual idea behind the phrase is that the apple of the eye is just the pupil, the center and most tender part of the eye, jealously protected by every instinct. Our Creator set our eyes in a protected place because they're both important and vulnerable. The great English preacher Charles Spurgeon explained it like this, quote, "He esteems them as much as men value their eyesight and is as careful to protect them from injury as men are to protect the apple of their eye. The pupil of the eye is the tenderest part of the tenderest organ and very fitly sets forth the inexpressible tenderness of God's love." So when God calls his people the apple of his eye, there are a few important ideas. Number one, we are precious to God. Number two, we are easily injured. And number three, we need special protection. In the context from Zechariah chapter 2, we see that the phrase comes in the setting of encouragement to the returning exiles from Babylon. The people of God had been relocated out of the promised land by force, and now, after some 70 years, God allowed them to come back. Only a small percentage of the exiles and their descendants actually came back, and they came back to a discouraging situation. They needed many things, but especially heavy on their mind was their need for protection. Here, God promised to protect and to bless these returning exiles. He even went so far as to promise that he will protect them as a man protects the apple of his eye. In the book of 2 Samuel, we have the story of a man named Uzziah. When King David brought the Ark of the Covenant into the city of Jerusalem, it was being carried on a cart driven by oxen. As it made its way along the path, something made the cart lurch, and it looked for a moment as if the Ark of the Covenant would fall off of the cart and perhaps be ruined. Uzziah reached forward with his hand and did something that was strictly forbidden. He touched the Ark of the Covenant in the instinctive desire to protect it. Now, the Ark of the Covenant was important to God, yet God regards his people as even more important. As much as we automatically and zealously protect the center of our eye, so God automatically and zealously protects his people. Let it flash in your mind each time you hear the phrase, the apple of his eye. God protects his people. They are precious to him. You can remember that and benefit from it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.